The next Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, entitled Dine HaKore V'Hamakre, begins by saying, Sarach Likros M'umad. It's necessary that the laning should be done while one is standing. V'afil Lismoch Atzmo L'Kosel O Lamod Oser. A person is not allowed to even lean upon something that is not also, that's not what we constitute as standing. But then he says, interestingly, El Imkin Hu Bal Basar. If you're a heavyset individual where it's very difficult for you to stand, then we allow you to recline, to lean rather. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason why we require the Bal Kori to stand during the laning is actually based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, "The Atan you po amod imadi, you shall stand with me." And we can infer from here, says the Mishnah Berurah, that afilu Hashem Yisbarach Hamakru L'Moshe Hay Omed Kabayachol, that when Hashem was giving instructions to Moshe, it was that they were both standing, that God also, anthropomorphically speaking, was also standing. The Im Kain, if that's the case, and Kol Shekain, all the more so, Shekol Yisrael Hoyu Omdim Mibnei Emas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hanosin Osa. We certainly are supposed to show our level of fear, trepidation, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave us the Torah, and therefore we must stand. And he says, Kishem Shenitna B'Ema, just as the Torah was given with Ema, with fear, with awe, Kach Onu Srichim Linhug B'Ema, we also have to treat it as such. Mikol Makom B'Di'eved, Shikara Miyushav Yotzav Ein Tzarech Lachzor V'Likros. Mishnah Berurah says, in the event that a person was sitting during the laning, which means you or the Baal Kari, not the people in the shul, B'di'eved, you still have fulfilled your obligation, and they do not need to read again. And we also brought down, based on the words of the Mechaber, that if a person has something wrong with them physically, and he gives the example of Baal Basar, then he does not have to necessarily stand during the laning. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's not only someone who's a Baal Basar, but also a Choleh, O Zokain, Harbe Shekashalo Bamida Bli Smicha, where it's impossible for someone who's sick or exceedingly elderly that they cannot stand without some level of support, then certainly they can lane even with leaning on something. The next halach in the Mechaber, which we'll be spending the next few minutes discussing, says as follows, that Lo Yikru Shnayim, that when it comes to the reading, the laning of the Torah, only one person is supposed to do it, not two. And the reason for this, as the Mishnah Berurah says, is based on the principle of the Trei Kole Lo Mishtamet, that if you have two people speaking at the same time, it's much more difficult for the general populace to be able to understand what's being said. And therefore, one person should lane and not two together. It makes the matters confusing. You won't be able to concentrate on the lane. Says the Mechaber, Ela Oleg Kore Ushliach Tzibur Shel, saying either the one who gets the Aliyah should be the one who reads, and no one else, or, as were custom, Shliach Tzibur Kore V'Ole Lo Yikro B'Kora, that the Shliach Tzibur is the one who lanes, the Baal Kore, and who gets the Aliyah will not read aloud with him. We call Machum, nevertheless, the Mechaber says, Sarachu Likros Ima Shliach Tzibur, you have to at least read quietly, which is interesting. He says that if you would not say a single word, according to the Mechaber, which we're going to see not everyone agrees with, it's like the bracha that you said for that particular liya is levatala, is in vain or null. It has to be said so quietly that it cannot be heard what is being said. And the Mishnah Berurah folk continues on this line of reasoning, and he says that according to our custom nowadays, shel olam hashliach tzibur kore, always the Baal Kore, the shliach tzibur, is the one that should read. Afilu kishe'ola hubaki, even if the person who gets that aliyah happens to know their stuff, or maybe happens to be an easy aliyah or something which everyone's familiar with. And why shouldn't you, even if maybe the Baal Kore doesn't know better, offers you, hey, do you want a lane? Better not to. And the Mishnah Berurah says, kidei in order, shulavayish es mi she'enu yodea likros. Because if already, let's say, a few people start showing their expertise and starts laning with their aliyah, then what happens when I get the aliyah? I'm going to be embarrassed. Therefore, explains Mishnah Berurah, better that no one who gets the aliyah should lane, rather have one designated person. V'gam yimsu harbe. Another problem is you'll find a lot of people that will claim upon getting the aliyah that they know what they're talking about. Unfortunately, they don't. She'en yodim betov likros hanikudos v'ta'amim yirtzu likros. They want to read, but they really shouldn't because they don't know what they're doing. But siber en yotzin bekriyasan. It turns out because they want to show off and end up really showing off in a negative fashion, no one fulfills their obligation because of their laning. Rather, we should not have you lane rather the Baal Kore. So the question is, if it's true that we should not allow two people to read, so why would we allow you to read quietly? Doesn't it go against the concept of trei koli l'mishtame, that two voices cannot be heard? And we say, no, obviously not. Kim bakari bakoram, since the Baal Kore is the one who's saying it out loud, and you're saying it so quietly so as not to distract the Baal Kore or the people there, then it's not an issue. Everyone will be only listening to the words of the Baal Kore. Now, the Piskei Tshuvos on this discusses this further and says as follows. He says, with regard to actually reading along with the Baal Kore, he brings out a very fascinating explanation of the Zohar. The Zohar HaKadosh says, quote, "Lo yesh lishtok," there are those who are quiet, "lishmoas ha-Baal Kore," which means that according to the simple reading of the Zohar, not that you should say it quietly, but you shouldn't say anything. You should just be silent and listening to the Baal Kore as you get the Aliyah. According to the Zohar, apparently you're not supposed to say a single word, even quietly. Not everyone agrees that that's what the Zohar means. According to what the Beis Yosef says, he says, "Sheyikra b'lachash," that you should read it quietly, as we just said before in the Mishnah Berurah. "Shemazet efsher," it's possible, "shirshaya feel l'divrei ha-Zohar kadosh." The Zohar maybe was only concerned about this issue that two people are going to be laning so loudly so that no one's going to be able to really concentrate. And therefore, the Zohar really doesn't mean that you shouldn't say anything, but just say it quietly. Now, according to the opinion of the Darchei Moshe, who disagrees on this, he says, "Yosei lomar, she'ein hechrach klal lomar shegvonas ha-Zohar HaKadosh Shishtok." It's hard to believe that the Zohar wants you to be silent when you get that Aliyah, that you should not read along quietly with the Baal Kore. Certainly you're allowed to say it a little bit loudly, but rather the Kavana, the intention of the Zohar, is that you should not say it b'kol ram yachadim Baal Kore, that it should not be so loud so as to distract others. Amnam, however, b'kama sifrei kodesh, it's brought down in many sifrei kodesh, matzin Shapirshu Divrei HaZohar, that when they explain what the Zohar means over here, Kipshutam, according to the simple explanation, what they interpret the Zohar to mean is Sh'asur l'olu l'Torah likro klal im ha-Baal Kore elishto kugamri. Some actually literally learn the Zohar to say that you should not say a single word. You shouldn't even say the laning quietly while the Baal Kore reads. L'chein. Therefore, if you want to be concerned of the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that says that if you are silent, then it's a bracha batala, so what are you supposed to do? Hold like the Shulchan Aruch, or you hold like the Zohar? So he says that maybe there's some pshara. You have to do something of a compromise. I'll call upon him. You should be careful. Likro b'lachash ma'od. You should make sure that when you do say it, it should be done extremely quiet, so that acher ha'Baal Kore shel yishma kolo, that your voice should not be heard. And therefore, in conclusion, this is the general practice among many communities, is the person who gets the Aliyah does not raise their voice loudly. On the other hand, we do not not say anything at all, but rather to be very careful that when a person does get the Aliyah and says it, that it should be so quiet so as not to distract the Baal Kore or anyone else in the shul, based on the principle of trei koli lo mishtami. Rabbi Chananel Mechashvatz Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hosanna Zvichu Rabbi Ham Termitz Shnamer Adonai Chavetz Amatid Koyedu Turavia.